Medina Wilson Anton is a lawmaker, activist, and comedian who's not afraid to ruffle some feathers. WHYY's Chris Barish has more about the only Muslim state legislator in Delaware's history.
If you're not familiar, autoimmune conditions are where your immune system fights itself.
Standing on stage in a Philadelphia club, Medina Wilson Anton talks candidly about dealing with the condition vitiligo, which causes patches of her skin to lose pigment.
Both of my parents are African-American. I identify as biracial. About 10 years ago, my body decided it wanted some of that white privilege. I've come to terms with this, you know? Eventually, I'll be all white, and I'll be doing great.
While the crowd at the Tattooed Mom cowled with laughter, Wilson Anton's audience a few days earlier, when she disrupted Vice President Kamala Harris's holiday party, was not appreciative.
Did you know that?
Harris handled the stunt calmly at her soiree last December. But such antics and remarks, like tweeting that hometown President Joe Biden is a war criminal, have triggered resentment and hostility against State Rep. Wilson Anton. The Jewish Federation of Delaware called it, quote, disgusting that Wilson Anton interrupted Harris's party and disparaged the president for supporting Israel in its war with Hamas. The Israeli military has killed tens of thousands of Gazans since Hamas terrorists killed more than 1,200 people and took about 250 hostages in the October 2023 attack on Israeli soil.
Through the media, I've read some of her comments, some of her posts in social media, and they have not been friendly to the Jewish community. I think some of her perspectives are very one-sided, insightful, and disappointing for a representative of our fine state.
That's Seth Katzen, the Jewish Federation CEO.
I'm very in tune with the daily happenings overseas and in Israel and in Gaza. There's still a hostage crisis. If they were returned, there would be no war, and that's what we want, their safe return.
Social media commentary about her posts have sometimes been brutal. She's received messages with bomb emojis, been encouraged to wear a suicide belt, told to go pick cotton in the South. Yet Wilson Anton, one of 16 black legislators in Delaware's 62-member General Assembly, takes the venom directed at her in stride. The 31-year-old was just elected to a third two-year term representing the Bear Area near Newark and says she serves her constituents, not the Democratic Party.
I'm not going to be that person that sits at the table and we all just talk in circles and go around and around and nothing gets resolved. I want to lead with action items, and sometimes that offends people.
Fellow House Democrats threatened her with an ethics investigation, but she hasn't relented in her calls for Israel to stop the bombardment of Gaza, where almost all 2.1 million residents are Muslim. She didn't join House Democrats who agreed to stand with Israel. She has participated in several protests, including ones near Biden's home in Greenville and in a hunger strike outside the White House.
A terrorist group attacking civilians should not be premise for a nation state to orchestrate a genocide. And my country, where I pay taxes and where I'm a citizen, should not be supporting a genocide and shouldn't be supporting weapons to a military that's chosen to not be tactical.
Her fearless, uncompromising approach to politics was the topic of a documentary that recently aired internationally on the Al Jazeera network. South Jersey film director Zainab Sultan began chronicling Wilson Anton after her theatrics at the vice president's party.
So she was actively taking action and almost working as an organizer, calling attention to what was happening in Gaza and demanding a ceasefire. And yet at the same time, she belonged to the party that was endorsing it. And to me, that dichotomy, that opposition was just very interesting as a filmmaker.
But in Delaware, many Democrats keep their distance. For example, State Party Executive Director Travis Williams wouldn't agree to an interview for this piece. But Party Vice Chair Kobe Owens appreciates that Wilson Anton has the courage to voice opinions, no matter how divisive.
I think she brings a needed voice, not only here in Delaware, but just a representation for a community that has been long ignored. What you have to do to bring about change and to bring awareness to injustice sometimes. I think overall, her push has been a needed push here to lift up the voices of those who are hurting right now.
State Senator Laura Sturgeon says she's ignored advice from colleagues to shun her fellow Democrat.
She's very principled, and she's willing to take some measures and tactics to bring awareness to the causes she believes in that I don't always agree with. There are times when I find her difficult to work with because she really, really pushes me to go further than I feel comfortable going, and I have to have the strength to set my boundary where I want to set it.
Wilson Anton says she'll keep representing her constituents by fighting for better education funding and other issues they care about, and she'll do it her way. Besides, she's hoping her stand-up act leads to a full-time career in comedy. Right now, she has gigs once or twice a week in Delaware, Philly, and nearby. And while she loves getting applause on the stage, she could care less whether her act wins her friends in Legislative Hall.
I would see that as a red flag if I'm there 6 years in and I walk in and everybody's like, "It's Medina. Medina's here. We love Medina. Medina's the best." That means it's probably time for me to get out of there.
From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.